Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you. Yes, you, my man, become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. In today's episode, I'm going off script. I actually literally have no script in front of me. It's a beautiful, liberating thing, and it's also part necessity, and it's a core part of, actually, the core message has been birthed from not getting my shit together. I've been wanting for a couple of days. I feel into topics, guys, that I really like having a topic that I'm feeling I'm in the meat of it, the juice of it in that moment. So when I have this natural, like, emotional, passionate charge with it, it comes across better. It feels more natural to me, and the results speak for themselves. The topic that was sort of coming up in the last few days was the topic of how we as men, we as husbands, minimize and normalize, and ultimately we justify mediocrity. That there's this default, insidious part of our culture, and we have taken it on, that we justify mediocrity, we justify poor performance. We always have this self-sedating, self-soothing justification at the end of times when we sort of might be even close to taking ownership. But it's sort of like comments to give you an example of what I'd hear in other guys. And this was part of the cranking up. I was like, it's like I was hearing it in, I jump on lots of calls, discovery calls, men's group. I just pay attention to guys as they're speaking. It was beginning to really bug me. I was like, just the last 4 or 5 days, I was like, man, I'm hearing this all the time. It's like, wow, I'm hearing that discovery call, the men's group, here, there, coaching that guy, that conversation. I was observing guys and hearing guys in conversation, sort of semi-own a lack of integrity or a place where they were taking ownership or about to take ownership or sort of saying, hey, you know, I know I'm out of integrity there, but it's like, she's like really giving a lot of shit. Like, I mean, I have a lot to deal with. It's like, I know that I need to be calling myself out in this point, but, and there's always this part of justifying, you know, it's like I'm calling myself out, but I'm just on the cusp of taking ownership, but, and beyond the sort of leading with taking ownership, there's always this tail end of the sentence that it was justifying, you know, justifying ultimately the mediocre performance of these guys in different situations. And I was beginning to feel like, okay, I gotta do an episode to support guys out in this. But there's a great wisdom in Carl Jung. I love Carl Jung's work, shadow work. He's like the granddaddy of shadow work. In many senses, a ton of men's work has been inspired directly from his work. There's this beautifully revealing, actually very uncomfortable wisdom from him. I'm reading it. There's a quote here at the back of a book that I really love. Everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves. So, with that bit of Carl Jung, brutally revealing wisdom, and I've come back to that again and again and again. And I know consciously it's like, when something is circa irking me on, if there's some like part of my nervous system that's just getting like really charged when I'm noticing a behavior in others, I know it's my practice to remain with this humility to go, well, what's true in that about me? It caught me off guard this week, and I wanted, like, it was actually quite humorous, and it was beautiful, queenly feedback. My beautiful queen, which for years, guys, for years, I've said this before, but for years, I never called it feedback. I called it from she's just criticizing me all the way up to the spectrum. She's just being a fucking bitch, you know, fucking like always on my case, breaking my balls, etc. So it was like from she's criticizing poor me victimhood to tyrannical bullshit, like, yeah, just derogatory, calling her awful things in my head. And sometimes it did come out aggressively through my mouth. This beautiful mouth has many, many times let nasty shit pass through it, through its lips. Not happening anymore. But since I've started receiving feedback, it's amazing. It's beautiful. It rips, like true queenly feedback, when you truly open up to it. There's no more revealingly beautiful feedback. There's no human on this planet that knows you when you're in your truth and you're coming from your heart and everything outside of that, aka your fucking bullshit. And nothing could be more further, like nothing could be closer to the truth for me as well. You know, it's like I have this. I said this to, I probably said to you guys, I've said it in like in coaching and one-on-one work and in men's groups that I'm part of. It's like, hey, I'm acutely aware. I have this part of my shadow, my persona, which is like being the youngest boy growing up. It's like I have this part to make myself feel meaningful and useful and significant as a human. I'm competitive. I want to be like, there's a part of me always claiming that I'm further on the path than I actually am. There's no human on this planet, and I've been in the presence of amazing coaches, amazing teachers, great men in men's work. There's no human I've met that has the capacity to see through my bullshit like my queen. She has always been able to do so. The miraculous nature of it is just my practice is if she gives me feedback, just open up to it. If she's seeing shit, just trust. Just trust her that what she's seeing is true. It was quite hilarious because I had this build up of a couple of days, and you know, my queen, sometimes it comes into conversation. You know, it's like we do a sit down business meeting. We both are entrepreneurs online. She's doing her super cool podcast. She has the guest episode going live tomorrow. We do a week a meeting for the week. And it does come up. It's like, oh, when are you going to do your episode? And what's your topic on? And I had sort of spoke. It's like, oh, you know, I think I'm going to do it in this topic. It's like, it's been coming up in my nervous system. It's like, I'm becoming aware. I'm like noticing it in so many places. I need to speak to this because it's like, God damn, these guys out there, they don't realize that they're diluting their own power constantly with this thing. I was really feeling the fire on it. She was listening as a true queen listens in, and she could feel my passion and sort of the prickly nature of it. And yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like, okay, cool. Like, cool, you've got your topic. I didn't schedule the topic, the podcasting episode in. I was coming back from holidays. Ultimately, I had lots of excuses. And I was experiencing a bit of overwhelm where to put it in. Why I'm saying all of this to you is, it was there this morning. We were talking about it again, and I was outside. I came out from my business mastermind meeting, and I started speaking to my queen. It's like, I said, I believe it was, hey, baby. You know, she asked me how the mastermind went, and then it was like, hey, baby. You know, I'm out of integrity with not having scheduled a podcast in, but, you know, just with last week coming back from holidays and like just getting back in the groove, you know, I'm getting back in the groove, you know, it's been a bit crazy. And I kept speaking other things, and I said, I'll find a space this afternoon. I'll fit it in somewhere, maybe before lunch if I'm lucky. And she was saying nothing. Classic, you know, like sort of just listening. She came back in, you know, 20 minutes later. I was having an early lunch. I was jumping on Heroic Husbands Men's Circle, the Wednesday meeting, and Yeah, she was like, "Hey, you know, do you know your topic this week?" I was like, "Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really good topic for you to be doing, for yourself." I'm here like dumbfounded. I was like, "What do you mean?" She was like, "But you know, I'm just saying, like, you know, you've been super passionately, you know, wanting to serve all these other guys, you know, with their habit of like semi-owning in the first half of the sentence, and like you feel you're so on the money to notice it in them, you know what I mean? That they sort of pepper in this justification at the end of their sentence, diluting their power, as you sort of have said passionately." And I'm here looking, going, "I fucking know this is going to hurt." But hurt in like the truth hurt hurts. I like, this is going to be, she's just smiling, and what's coming is going to strip me bare. She's like, "You know, it's just, it's interesting. Out in the yard when you come out after the mastermind, and yeah, you just started saying like the first half of your sentence was pretending to own, you know, that, oh, you led with, you know, I know I'm out of integrity with not having the podcast recorded already." It's like, it's funny enough, Mark, you know, it's like the second half was just a river of justifying your lack of integrity. It's like, that's just repulsive. And I'm here, I'm like, "Oh my God." I say, guys, like, that's my human nature. Of course, man, I fucked up in that moment. I was like caught unawares. I was guilty as charged of this thing that my persona is like, "Hey, you know, when I'm in men's work with these guys and I'm noticing where they're, you know, they're falling off the path. They don't realize they've got these blind spots." I know all the lingo. I'd been days sort of getting triggered with noticing this, and, you know, sort of going, "Hey, I'm calling them out on the call, on the discovery call in the men's group." But I didn't notice that, like Carl Jung, it's like, if something irritates you in another person, there's a great big teaching facing you about your own truth, where you're at or where you're not at. And man, my queen, classic style, just stripped me clean of that bullshit. Brought me smack back to exactly where I was at, which was, man, clearly I was out of integrity. I was not owning exactly where I was at. Subconsciously, there was like this part of me that was, you know, a bit prickly with noticing it in other guys. And hey, yeah, I noticed in other guys and called them forward. But like, this is the process, guys. It's coming to know your own mind. I'm just passionately curious. When I get the feedback, it's like, yes. I was like so grateful. It was like, "Oh, baby, that's rocking it." I lots of jokes with her. It's like, "Oh, you're killing me." I was like, you know, I do this with her. We joke a lot. It's like, "You're killing me." It's like, "Don't stop talking, woman." And she's like, "I've more to tell you." This was like halfway through her feedback. It's like, don't do it. I can't do it. I think I'm having a stroke. That's pain. There's pain going down my left arm. Stop it, woman. Stop. This is the joke. But it's like, "Baby, bring it." And she brought me the full feedback. I'm like, "Fuck. You're so on the money, baby, as always." She's like, "I know I am." And like what I followed up with, guys, and like, this is the embracing, the humorous but deeply sincere embracing. I really hope, and I want you to get this is where your queen is of massive support. You know, the mark of 4, 5, 6 years ago, first 12 years of marriage, blah, blah, blah. You've heard the story. It's like, I was scared shitless. It was criticism. It's like death to my persona. It's like, she's going to reject me. She's going to stop loving me. Feedback was death for me. I never was open-hearted. I never wanted to receive. My default practice now is, I'm getting feedback. There's juice in this for me. So bringing humor. And at this point, my queen is like, she feels totally safe. She was like, "Give me that feedback." Sometimes, like in heated moments when she gives it, it's a little less humorous and a little bit more like brutally direct, and maybe I'm not so relaxed in that moment. But she's feeling safe. She gives it unapologetically. It's revealing. It's like the masculine practice is presence is embodied consciousness. This is why, for years, you know, the king in the court, you know, and all these great stories and legends and literal kings, they had the jester there in European courts. They had this jester, which was this role of true comedy, true wit, true humor. The jester would notice where the blind spots of the king was, so that the king were, because of his state, his status of power, nobody was calling him out. Nobody was calling him on his bullshit. The jester would do it through humor, through wit, through poem, through rhyme, through, and it was like funny, funny, ha ha, but the king knew the jester was calling him to account. Feedback is essential. And I just got my ass whipped this week in a beautiful way, whipped back into full accountability. You know, when I looked at it, and like when I got this feedback, just to share the process again, I'm sharing the process not to impress, not to go, oh, but like, hey, I screwed up, but look at me, I'm great this side. It's like, this is how I approach it now. First of all, as I said, receive feedback. The practice is, my queen is giving feedback, I receive it. She needs to be safe. No matter what she's saying, if it's feedback, I'm open-hearted listening. I don't necessarily have to agree with her in that moment, but I will receive it safely and practice receiving it. So 99.9% of the time, she's nailing it on the money. The second part is, when I get that, I then went through this process and was like, okay, baby, it's like, hey, yeah, I actually get that. It's like, oh, I'm out of integrity with not having the podcast recorded. Blah, 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 blah. All of that is total fucking muck. It's me, a part of me, going with old patterns that are still alive in my nervous system of taking full ownership and admitting I'm out of integrity. That feels too intense to actually just leave the sentence there. So I'll pepper in this bullshit in the second half of the sentence that justifies, which is like, prevents me from feeling the full sting of going, hey, I'm out of integrity with not having the podcast recorded yet. Boom, done, that's it. But when I just brought it, it's like, yeah, I'm out of integrity with not having it recorded already. It's Wednesday. I meant to have it done yesterday or this morning. I didn't schedule it in. I'm actually currently recording at 3:45 on my Wednesday. I meant to have this up at 4:00. I'm meant to be off recording. I'm meant to be fully present with my family. I'm out of integrity with them now. So this has real ramifications. You know, the waves move out into my family. My practice, however, is, okay, I'm out of integrity. But where have I not taken extreme ownership? What if I face that first part of the sentence and don't sedate with the second part, which is bullshit excuse making and minimizing and normalizing, diluting my power? What if I just remain there? It's like, I'm out of integrity with not having this done already. Like, the dominoes go back to 4 or 5 weeks ago, guys. The process goes back. It's like, I shared, some of you may have noticed, a lot of you guys are following diligently, went on a beautiful 2.5 week holiday to Italy, in the mountains, down to Matilda's home place. Beautiful, beautiful holiday, beautiful to get away. But it was my first time going away after like just really setting up the podcast and business and work commitments. There was a lot of stuff to sort out. I ended up leaving way too much to the end. The last week and a half, I pulled off this bullshit struggle bunny type shit of, oh, what a hero. You know, I did like, I think it was like 7 recordings and writing up in a 10-day period. It was like an insane level of content writing, of podcast recording, and then on top of podcast editing and publishing. It was like insanely intense. Stupidly slow, ridiculously. It was like I pulled it off, but as a result, those final 2 weeks, and we had tons of other things to prepare for, go shopping, get gear, tidy house, prepare for the woman coming in, to minor pets, etc., etc. There was a lot of stuff going on. Because I left all of that stuff and procrastinated too much, last minute heroics, making me feel probably psychologically, oh, I'm so important, look at what I can manage to do. Old style bullshit. I ended up stopping doing my breath work practice every day. That upsets me. That really, I end up feeling more agitated. I get caught in my head more often. And I brought that to my holiday. And my holiday, I couldn't do breath work just situationally. I couldn't find a place to do it properly, etc., etc. Probably excuses in that. I ended up not doing breath work for 4 weeks. So when I came back, there's this long lineup of dominoes reaching back, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks ago. Could even go further. Could go back to my fucking childhood if you go on a really deepest analysis of the situation. But keeping it more simple, there's all of these dominoes of my lack of integrity going back weeks, which leads up to my moment today of, hey, I'm out of integrity with not having the podcast recorded because blah, 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 wackety schma, me like mental diarrhea coming out my mouth, total verbal vomit, like not, I'm out of integrity, but, and all total bullshit. The most uncomfortable part is I'm out of integrity because I have been for 5 or 6 weeks and I've put a ton of overwhelm, and coming back without having breath work done, and my body and nervous system have been feeling off. Yes, I'm back doing breath work, but I'm just getting back to feeling a bit better in my body, in myself. And as a result, I haven't been functioning as good and as sharp as I do when my breath work and yoga and body is feeling more tuned in, tapped in, turned on. So thus, here I am making fucking bullshit, minimizing and normalizing excuses for my lack of integrity, for my lack of performance as a man, as a husband, as a lover. And she's given me other feedback of, you know, the last couple of days, like, Mark, get back in your body. It's like you're caught in your head. Since we've come back, you've been caught in your head. This is all to make myself a humble case study for you guys. And hey, I'm a case study of, like, ultimately I sort of screwed this up. I didn't realize by myself of my own bat that I was projecting onto to other guys, and I was triggered and all the rest. But it's like bringing it back, coming back to ground zero. It's like, okay, cool. Now from here, I, like, my queen challenged me. She's like, hey, if you're in king mode, just stop. If you want to be in king mode going forward, like, stop justifying. She's like, if you own that you're out of integrity, just leave it at that. She's like, I don't want to hear any more of those justifying. You're justifying your lack of performance, your lack of integrity when you pretend you're calling yourself out. She's like, if you call yourself out, just leave it at that. She's like, it's repulsive. I part of the humor of it, I was like, yeah, it's repulsive. So what you're saying is, it's probably okay to a point, but when I do it, you don't necessarily want to fuck me, do you? And she's like, no fucking way do I want to fuck you when you're doing that shit. She's like, I can love you, but I don't want to fuck you. Guys, this podcast is called Be the Husband She Brags About. She brags about she wants to fuck. I like, maybe is a little bit too politically incorrect to have be the husband she wants to fuck. But hey, when she wants to fuck you, that's her nervous system saying, I trust you. I feel safe in your presence. You're not bullshitting yourself. I can trust that you're taking extreme ownership with every expression. I'm not looking for you to be perfect, but by God, like, you know, the entry ticket to getting my full loving, my full passion, my full sexual engagement, my full trust, dude, is when you're taking ownership, leave it at that. Don't minimize and normalize mediocre bullshit performance. Don't pretend to own. Don't pretend that you're taking ownership. Don't do any of this. First part of the sentence is, oh, you know, I know I'm responsible for some of this, but. So I'm putting this all on myself, guys. I've done a ton of work with this today. I'm having fun. I'm working more with it with you guys. And from taking extreme ownership my side, I do go energetically at the exact same thing and reflect it to you. My direct challenge from you is, Stop minimizing and normalizing mediocre performance. Catch yourself in that first half of the sentence when you're like, yeah, you know, this, our marriage isn't going good, and, you know, I know I've my part, but, and the other part that you put in, but, like, my wife is not, you know, she's not showing up either, and she's a bit of a bitch, or, you know, she's caught up with work, 'cause she's always in her head as well. A ton of excuses come. A ton of excuses we pepper in. It's not kingly. She won't want to brag about you. She won't want to fuck you. She won't want to be around you. And the more you go on with that unchecked, and hey, I got Queenie feedback of men's work feedback and that. I've got guys and humans. I'm open to it. But if you're not getting your, and receiving and calling upon your queen to give you feedback, you're minimizing and normalizing a ton of mediocrity. Can be guaranteed. I might be irritated at times and I've got to do my work, but I can also simultaneously say, yeah, I'm working through my irritation, and I needed to up my game, and I'm doing that. And I've said if-thens with my queen that, hey, if I speak taking ownership, then I'm not going to justify. I've already done that. Guys, the game of marriage is, part of it is like coming to know your mind. It's the process of coming to know your mind. It's this spiritual process of, you know, when you do that dance with your queen and you truly want to show up in greater expressions of your power, of your presence, and showing progress, inner progress and outer progress, that, you know, earns your right to wear that wedding band on your finger, that ring that symbolizes, hey, till death do us part, I'm your king, you know, I'm like the Green Berets. The motto is, you've got to earn the right to put that cap in your head every single moment of every day of your service. You earn that right by owning your shit and hacking, ruthlessly fucking hacking out the second part of your sentence, which sedates, which minimizes and normalizes mediocre performance, lack of integrity, etc. And hey, some guys don't even put in the first half. Sometimes I haven't even put in the first half of the bullshit, nice guy, politically correct, oh, maybe I'm out of integrity here, and the second half. Sometimes we just blatantly go with fucking excuses. And whatever that is, first half, pretend taking ownership, or just a full sentence of minimizing and normalizing and justifying bullshit, low-grade performance of you and your communication, you in your sexual performance, you in your capacity or incapacity to, you know, show up powerfully in business, to ask and command fees that are meaningful, to turn your financial situation around, to turn your marriage around, to parent better. Own your shit, guys. This is me. I'm radically imperfect in my practice, but I love this game. I fucking love this game. Today with my queen, with you guys, I bring humor. I notice I have the honor and privilege of listening to tons of guys around the world. And hey, you know, like any great healer, it brings awareness. You can't do this work and like hold space for powerful men without noticing, without being triggered, without seeing patterns. I have the honor and privilege of playing this game, but I get powerful. I get I feel liberated. I feel better as a man, better as a lover, better as a human being, as a king moving forward when I keep myself open to it. So that's my direct challenge to you. Listen in vicariously, but also receive, have the courage to receive that direct challenge to hack out ruthlessly when you notice yourself peppering in those words. And their direct challenge, go a step deeper. Do ask. Have the cock and balls to ask your queen to start giving you regular feedback. That's the king. That's the kingly game. Do that. Lean in with humor, with love, knowing that, hey, those sentences that come out our mouths, that's just like childhood programming. It's not me. It's just a neurophysiological burp. It's a habitual neuronal pattern that takes over control of my tongue, your tongue in that moment, your thinking process in that moment. It's not you, it's your persona. It's this part that's separate off you. Notice the game. don't get bet up. Like, my queen's feedback, I can take that in the chin now, and like, I take it humorously, because it's like, hey, ultimately it's not me that she's giving feedback on. It's not me that she's attacking. She's just saying, hey, do you see that way of thinking? Do you see that way of talking? That's sort of fucking bullshit. That doesn't help you. It's like, yeah, it's not personal. Oh, that's just a brain burp from my past. If then, pre-commitment, I'll do better next time, baby. Presence and progress. Incessant planting of seeds of presence and progress. She's not looking for perfection. The world is not looking for perfection. But guys, when you get into the game of incessantly receiving feedback so you can find out where your blind spots are, where you're sowing seeds of mediocrity instead of presence and progress, you then become awake and go, okay, boom, from your new sense of awareness, seeds of progress. Onwards and upwards, kings. It's a game. It's an exhilarating game when you embrace the fire and make it a fun game. Sending you lots of love. I thank you for holding space for me. I hope, you know, that part, that inner critic part of you. Hey, I hope that part wasn't like taking me out of it, wasn't disappointed. But I'm aware of that too. In deep men's work, when you step up in leadership, there can be lots of projections of, oh, this dude should be perfect. Guys, if that's the case, if that's what you're needing, I don't know, go to the fucking Dalai Lama. But the funny thing about the Dalai Lama is the Dalai Lama doesn't know how to show up as a husband, as a dad, and like, he can do a lot of things. You know, I test any Lama to truly show up. That might be an arrogant, badass, horrible thing to say for some of you, but you know, it's like, yeah, if you it's true too. I really do see that as it would be a direct challenge of his practice to do it. Coming into landing in a provocative way. It's a beautiful game. This human life, this honor and a privilege that you have, I have, we individually and collectively have as powerful men showing up as husbands. When we make it a game and receive the feedback, we get fucking better. We get stronger. We get more into our power. We strip back the bullshit stories that has been suppressing our fullest power and authentic truth and expression of love in the moment. And when we start doing that, our queens feel us and she opens up and she shifts from repulsion to full-on red-hot attraction. Boom, yeah. Why would we do it any other way? Sending you lots of amazing love from Roscommon, Ireland. Saluting your every process of showing up to listen in so many episodes, and full honoring for the seeds of progress and presence that every single one of you are showing up and planting in your daily lives, in your intimate relationship, as the heroic husbands and kingly brothers that you are. I salute you, brothers, sending you lots of love. The essence of our movement, our mantra: better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazing mediocrity calling out kingly day. And before you go, kingly brothers, I'm so happy to let you know that Heroic Husbands Men's Circles waiting list is now live. Online meetings supporting you up level to hero husband status. Go from fearing your best will never be good enough to becoming the competent and confident husband she brags about. Save years of needless guesswork and confidence eroding disconnection. Click on the link in the podcast description to take your first simple step to becoming the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. Check it out now.